Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Advanced Medicine Monday kicks off into high gear right now, and I'm talking gear. Why? Because Dr. Rasha Bittar is on the road. Belated Mother's Day greetings to everybody out there, and Dr. Bittar, so glad to have you on board while you're on the highway. So be safe while we do the show today.
Absolutely, Robert, and as always, great to be back on the show.
Well, congratulations. I just got the email that you were your book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, placed in the 2012 Eric Hoffer Book Awards. How cool is that?
Yeah, it was a kind of a cool thing to get that email. So I got it on Mother's Day, and so it just made Mother's Day even more special for me.
Well, it is. It is an award worthy book, if there ever was one. I always promote it as I do here, because it gives so many of the basics in such a profound and comprehensive way. Yet, as we know, the lay audience, you don't have to be medically oriented to understand it. In fact, sometimes it's better. You don't have to unlearn stuff. But the thing is, you've laid it out so beautifully in the 9 steps. So, again, congratulations. Great way to kick off a nice Mother's Day kind of a award, even though you and I, not the moms, but we appreciate it. The moms appreciate us.
Absolutely. It was really an honor to get the award. I just came back from Atlanta, as you know, from this conference this weekend, actually on my way back right now. And what was interesting was some of the doctors that I met there that had already read the book and their response. And it was really nice to see physicians have that type of response. One particular doctor from the Boston area came up to me and told me that he was in a long line. He'd bought the book. He was in a long line, at a phone, Verizon phone or something, waiting to get his phone service. And there must have been 40, 50 people in the line. So he said he just had picked up the book, had just gotten it actually on Amazon, I guess it was, or somewhere, and started reading it. And within, he didn't start reading from the beginning, he started reading it from the middle. And it was in the chapter where I talk about the patient that had the pumping stroke. And he said he didn't realize that he was in this line, and then people were staring at him. When he looked up, he was weeping. He was crying. He said it moved him emotionally. And then he looked around, and he saw people were staring at him because he's reading this book crying. And I guess that really meant something to me, because it showed that it awoken something within him. And that happening, that's the reason the book was written, to open up our eyes and let us feel again. Patients, doctors alike, we're all connected. And it was just such an incredible blessing to have him tell me that story. And he got emotional while he was telling it to me. And so it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'm glad the turnout was great and the people were open to the message. I look forward to hearing more about that as well. I will remind everybody, Dr. Bitar will be up at the Alive Awards special event, as we know, June 29th and 30th in New York City. And, of course, if you can't be there in person, there's a live stream Connect ticket as well. But we look forward to seeing you all up there. Dr. Bitar and I will be up there together, and it's going to be an absolute blast. We got lots of other things coming up. Of course, 9 Steps, now award-winning on so many levels. And just as I mentioned it earlier today, but Dr. Bitar, Mike Adams had our show from April 2nd, the post-April Fool's Day show, transcribed. It's up there on Natural News, where we got to talk about Paul Offit, the challenge to take 1,000, vaccines at the same time. And then we had a great discussion on vaccines that day. So not only can you hear all of the Medical Rewind Advanced Medicine Monday shows in the archives, but now you can actually read one of the shows. So that's kind of cool.
That's very, very cool. Robert, I was going to mention, too, that there is another event that I had forgotten to mention to you on June 2nd in, of all places, Advanced North Carolina. And there'll be a symposium out there on basically resveratrol, lactic acid, and some other natural components found in a very specific type of a grape. And I'm the keynote speaker at that event. There's going to be a couple thousand people there. So that's on June 2nd.
June 2nd. All right. Well, we'll make sure we get those links up eventually in the notes. If we can get them up for today, I will. Listen, as you're traveling up the road, that's why we got Dr. Bitar. He's definitely on the road, not with Willie Nelson or anything, but heading home from that great conference. And we did have some interesting email questions. Occasionally they do come in, Dr. Bitar. I know you can't visually see them today because of you having to keep your eye on the road, and I appreciate your flexibility doing this. But I had a question for Advanced Medicine Monday from Ashley Bryant. She said her son has tuberous sclerosis complex with uncontrolled seizures and one brain surgery already. She said she's tried many medications and still have them with, let's say, global developmental delays, and was wondering if there are any natural remedies or anything that you've seen, if you've ever dealt with something like this, that would be more natural than relying solely on drugs.
Well, this is a great question, and actually, believe it or not, I have seen this three other cases, and then there's probably another half dozen cases on top of that that did not have that diagnosis but fell into the same spectrum. And unfortunately, there's nothing natural that I know that would work here, but the process is a process that we've talked about frequently on the show, and that is the removal of heavy metals. And that is the first and foremost thing that needs to be done. And then what happens is that there's a cascade of events that begins, and the neurochemistry is then adjusted due to, one, the assault on the brain due to the toxicity, but then there's subsequent assaults that come from the medications that are essentially trying to rebalance the neurochemistry, but in actuality they further throw it into a loop, into a spiral, downstream loop type of scenario, meaning that the neurochemistry gets worse and worse and worse. And yes, we have treated that, and yes, it can be dealt with. The problem is the age of the child, how old the child is going to make a big difference, because the elasticity of the brain reduces as we age. So the younger the child, the better chances that there's going to be a faster recovery, I guess is what you could say.
Yes.
It's not to say that an older child, you can't get the recovery. It's just going to take a more concerted effort to achieve the same level of benefit. But essentially, it comes down to the same philosophy that we've talked about over and over in the show, which is the detoxification aspect, the seven toxicities, and the first one being heavy metals, and then the second one being the persistent organic pollutants. Those two are essentially 95% of the culprit of this particular disorder that we've been discussing.
Right. Dr. Bitar, we never know the full potential for recovery unless we target and start with those two basic toxicity levels. That's what I've said for so many years. And you've only added to the discussion and understanding of how critically important that is, because many of the doctors, even if they have their heart in the right place, may overlook that aspect in the so-called treatment of the symptoms, management of the symptoms. And that's only part of the scenario in a situation as difficult as this. Now, with tuberous sclerosis, I don't want to assume everybody knows what that is. Can you describe what's going on here?
Well, there's essentially a number of, as you very appropriately put it, symptoms that we see, and we have to also remember that cancer itself and many of these conditions that we actually have a diagnosis for are actually symptomatic of an underlying toxicity. But essentially what's going on, if you've heard of the amyloid plaques, you've heard of in MS, they have a specific lesion that shows up. This is another type of a lesion that is discernible on scans.
Yes.
And I don't know the specifics regarding what the differences are between these, as far as when you look at a radiograph and being able to discern the differences between an amyloid plaque versus an MS lesion versus one of these lesions. There are different characteristics, but again, I'm looking at this not from the lesion itself, but as the lesion as a symptom, and taking the global perspective. And the global perspective is that there's something that's been, there's been something that's caused an adjustment in the neurochemistry, which has then led to certain types of dysfunction, and that those dysfunctions are, they can be anatomical, they can be physiological, they can, usually they're both. And so these lesions are essentially the anatomical manifestation of this adjusted, disrupted, imbalanced neurochemistry now.
Yes. Well, obviously there are symptoms to manage, and we don't minimize the need to sometimes assist in that way, along with the real core, let's say, getting to the base of what may have triggered it. This woman, Ashley, she says, she even mentioned like remedies like passion flower, I assume, to calm the nerves in this case.
Yes, I think that those are, again, that's a symptomatic type of relief, and I think that there are things that can be done to help, as you said, calm down the nerves, reduce the sympathetic drive, to reduce the sympathetic tone. But again, that would not be, in my book, a way of trying to solve this problem. It may be a way to alleviate some of the symptoms, but by no means will that definitively resolve the issue. The issue is actually a toxicity issue, and you know, this would be, I don't want to belittle the issue of, say, passion flower or any of these other natural remedies that may have some symptomatic relief, but again, and Robert, you know this about me, that I think that the, quote, alternative doctors or the natural doctors are just as guilty as the conventional doctors in many ways when it comes to using a natural remedy, because they're trying to maintain a symptom, a control, a symptom.
Yes.
By covering up the problem with something like, say, passion flower in this example. The difference is passion flower is natural, but giving somebody, say, Restoril, or giving them some other type of, like a Trandian or a Xanax, for if it's an anxiolytic disorder, or if it's some type of sedative for, in this particular case with this child, to calm the child down so that they're not excited and exacerbate the excitement, exacerbates the seizure dysfunction. So you want to keep the person calm. But again, the symptom, yes, it's being controlled, but you're still covering up the problem by alleviating the symptom. Remember, this is like taking the warning light out of the dashboard of a car, and now you have no flashing light, so there's a false sense of security.
Right.
As long as the person understands that if they are going to take that flashing light out, that means that, look, I still have to address the engine. If you're going to treat the child with flashing fire, and again, I don't even know whether that would work or not. It may work. I really don't know. I don't even know whether there would be any contraindications with the medications that the child's on. But the point being that if you are going to use something like that to help reduce the sympathetic overdrive and to calm the person down in order to prevent them from having a seizure so that the sympathetic overdrive doesn't kick one off, I understand that reasoning, and I understand why somebody would want to do that. But as long as you realize that's not going to be the solution, to reduce the seizures with that type of treatment is not a solution. The solution is to find the causative agent, address it, remove it, and allow the natural neurochemistry to regain balance.
Yes, pardon us for being sticklers for getting to the heart of the matter here, Dr. Pattar, which I knew you would. I appreciate that very much. And, you know, out of the many herbs out there, passiflora or passion flower is one of the more, let's say, innocuous. In other words, not often contraindicated. But, yes, at the same time, we want to make the distinction between symptom management exclusively versus the other aspects of seeing the potential for full recovery. If there is any, we want to go back to the basics. That's what's in now another award for the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the Hoffer 2012 Eric Hoffer Book Awards, winning. It's amazing stuff. Really, let's take a break. Dr. Pattar is on the road. Make sure you stay safe and straight. Unless the road's curved, then curve with it, Dr. Pattar. Hang on. We got lots more to do on the Advanced Medicine Monday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, 866-939-BELL. RobertScottBell.com for all of the updates, alerts, and, of course, links out to the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you ever have a question or comment for Dr. Bittar or RSB here, you can always call us on the toll-free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. That's how we took the message on tuberous sclerosis from Ashley, and appreciate all of that. So just send them on in, or go to the Robert Scott Bell website. You can put it up there as well. Dr. Bittar, you had one other thing you wanted to get into before we had to rush into a break there, as far as modulating perhaps, or maybe managing along with everything else we do, some symptoms as well.
Right. I was just going to suggest that in addition to passion flower, maybe valerian root might be something that could be beneficial. But again, understanding that it's only for, as you said, symptomatic relief, and it's not going to have any definitive resolution of the underlying problem, but certainly could possibly help with reducing the sympathetic overdrive.
Absolutely. And valerian root, you know, it's a very powerful, potent herb, and you can knock an elephant out, so you want to use appropriate dosages with it. And it smells right. Kind of bad, so if you really enjoy that smell. It's not like me, Dr. Bittar. I love that fruit from Thailand, that stinky fruit known as durian, but not everybody else around me likes it.
Oh, yes, durian. So durian fruit is something else that would be beneficial here.
Durian as well. What is it about the stinky fruit and stinky smells that's going to be helpful here?
I actually didn't know that, Robert, to educate me. I didn't even realize that it would actually have a benefit in this scenario.
You know, honestly, I don't know if it does. I brought it up because it's a stinky fruit, and valerian is a stinky herb, and I thought, well, maybe there'd be something to it, but I just love durian.
Oh, okay. That's true. It is a stinky fruit. I thought that you were saying that it actually had some benefits here, too. And I know that there are many health benefits of the durian fruit, but I didn't know that that was one of them. If it is, maybe it's not.
I'll have to look into it as well, but it was worth a mention. Anyway, I appreciate that. Listen, when you go out to these conferences, and I said you're just heading back from the big conference you were just at, and you always meet a lot of cool people. You mentioned the doctor that talked and read your book and was crying and emotional about it. What about things that were presented there? Any new innovative things that we can discuss?
Actually, yes. There is some very cutting-edge information that is coming down the pipeline. Actually, I was already aware of it. I've actually been testing it myself because, as you know, I'm originally from the state of Missouri, and Missouri is a show-me state, so I don't take anybody's word for anything, and I've got to test it myself and before I start believing it and recommending it to my patients and talking about it. So I have actually been aware of some of this research and these researchers in the last 2 months or so, but I got to meet with them. In fact, that's why this conference was being held. It was a relatively small conference, and the husband-wife PhD team, doctors James and Dorothy Moray, were the morning presenters and afternoon presenters, and then myself and Dr. Harvard presented in the afternoon. But this research that they had is absolutely categorically life-changing. It is industry-changing, and they should certainly be recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize for what they've done. And I don't make that statement very lightly. Dr. James Moray has over 1,000 papers that he has published. Over 1,000. That's over 3 years. Every day a paper has been published. He's 77 years old. I mean, I've never met anybody that has published 1,000 papers. He's considered to be among the top 300 scientists in the world that are the most referenced. He's among the 300 most referenced researchers in the world. And believe it or not, this is a side note that we just found at a dinner last night. He's sitting there, and he was saying something about Missouri, and I said, really, I grew up in Missouri. And he goes, where? And I said, Rosebud. And he looked at me, pushed away from his table, and yelled out, for God's sake. And I said, I'm serious. And he goes, you grew up in Rosebud? I said, yeah, I went to Owensville High. And he's looking at me, and he turns around to his wife and looks at me, and he goes, I went to Owensville High.
Oh, my
gosh. We both went to the same high school.
That is bizarre as bizarre gets. Now, he's publishing, as you said, incredible amounts, copious amounts of scientific research being published in peer-reviewed literature, but the revelations that he's bringing out, is it specific to cancer?
It is, Robert, but it extends beyond cancer.
Sure.
And I had to bring in that story about the high school because it led to down another path, but let me, and I apologize for that distraction because you know how I am, you know.
No, it's a great story.
Start chasing the squirrel. But it was just so funny the way it happened. But let me tell you, summarize the research. Essentially, the reason I say that this is life-changing, it's going to be life-changing for everybody on the planet because right now the number one killer in the industrialized world, as you know, Robert, is cancer. It overtook heart disease a few years back. And the rate of cancer is increasing in our population as far as the industrial world is concerned. Dr. Moraes, both of them, have developed a test. The test is called OncoBlock. It's something that there's only one lab that's doing it, and there's not too many doctors that even know about it right now. And we've already started doing the testing. We started a few weeks back. But the OncoBlock test will be the definitive cancer test because it is the only test that is based upon a unique molecular weight of a protein. It has nothing to do with the concurrent markers of cancer because you have to remember that every marker of cancer that's out there is actually measuring a substance that the body naturally produces already. So what we have to say is that, you know, well, it's a higher level. For instance, the PSA. One of the examples that he used was a PSA, and he said during his presentation that the prostate-specific antigen, as an example, if it's higher than a 4.0, then it's considered to be high risk for prostate cancer. But it's also seen in benign prostatic hypertrophy, and you can actually have people that are 5s and 6s and 7s and PSA that don't have prostate cancer. In fact, even women, breast cancer patients, women will have prostate-specific antigen, PSA levels. So if it's specific to the prostate, then why does a woman have the PSA in breast cancer when she doesn't even have a prostate? So the point being, again, that each one of these tests that have been currently used in the medical, traditional medical model for cancer as a marker of cancer, they're always seen in normal situations, and there's a certain amount that the body naturally produces, alpha-fetoprotein, human chorionic gonadotropin. You know, if you look at all the cancer markers, the CEA-125, whichever marker you look at, there's always a reference range, meaning if it's below this level, it's considered normal because the body makes it. This particular test is looking, it's either there or it's not. If it's not, you don't have cancer. If it's there, you have cancer. Not only that, it's specific to the site. They can tell you specific to the site. The tumor, you have to have 2 million cells or more for this, of cancer cells or more, to actually pick up the existence of this cancer with the OncoBlock compared to over, I believe it's 6 trillion cells using the conventional models. So 2 million versus 6 trillion. It will pick up a mass the size of 1.7 millimeters or more, which is less than the size of the head of a pin. And if you look at that, that's pretty significant, less than the size of the head of a pin, because a CAT scan or PET scan will never show anything that small. So breast cancer, lung cancer can be picked up 6-7 years ahead of the conventional methodology for diagnosis. And this is pretty incredible. But here's the even more incredible part, Robert, that if the person does have that cancer, there is a treatment protocol that is relatively inexpensive. In fact, it's very inexpensive. It's less than 3 months, and you can go back and have the test done again and see for yourself that the entire marker has been eradicated if the person's cancer has been resolved.
Dr. Bitar, how invasive is the treatment? Obviously, when you deal with cancer, the traditional oncology we've covered so many years together, it's horrific. It's a game of chemotherapeutic or chemotoxic chicken or radiological chicken. Are we dealing with also holistic protocols in the treatment, or how would you weigh this thing out?
Absolutely no toxicity whatsoever with the treatment. None whatsoever. And the treatment, believe it or not, is all natural.
Beautiful.
And that was the most shocking thing to me, because this particular researcher, Robert, has been responsible for some of the research that led to the advent of the existing cancer drugs. I mean, he has done so much in the field of cancer and research, and it's all to do with the ENOX2 protein, which used to be referred to as a TNOX, T as in Tom, NOX protein. Now it's referred to as the ENOX2 protein. And the ENOX2 protein is a common characteristic of all cancer. So it's looking at the common characteristics of cancer. It doesn't care whether it's lung, prostate, you know, renal, glioblastoma, pancreatic, whatever. It doesn't care about that. The ENOX2 is specific to the common characteristics of cancer. Those common characteristics, as you and I know and as I've discussed before, uncontrolled cellular proliferation, which basically means uncontrolled growth, and suppression of apoptosis. Apoptosis is the characteristic suicide program that's inherent within all cells, and when the cell becomes abnormal, it's supposed to kill itself to protect the rest of the being, the rest of the specimen, the rest of the physiology. So it's a self-sacrificing program that monitors abnormality, and if that abnormality occurs, it commits suicide. Well, there's a suppression of that particular suicide program. So the suicide program no longer works, and that allows the cell to continue to grow uncontrolled and then spread and metastasize into distant sites. So that's basically the common characteristics of cancer, and this ENOX2 protein is one of those types of common characteristics for all tumors. So as soon as you have the ENOX2 protein, what this particular protocol is doing is it binds to the ENOX2 protein and prevents the cancer from the cell from actually entering the cell membrane. It's a little bit involved, actually, and maybe we should do a webinar or something to kind of explain this with some diagrams,
sure,
because I don't want to confuse anybody. But essentially, what it does, Robert, is that it prevents the cancer cell from growing in order for it to divide into two daughter cells. And if it can't grow, then within a certain amount of time, the apoptotic mechanism goes into play, and it just ends up self-destructing because of the length of the cell cycle. So there's only a specified amount of time that those cells are going to grow. But in cancer cells, they reproduce so fast, this prevents that growth to the point where the cancer cell can actually divide, and the cancer cell just starts to disintegrate. And within 3 months, generally speaking, what they have seen in the preliminary data with the patients that they've had, it's taken people beyond the verge of death and brought them around. And they actually had some patients there that talked about their results and what they experienced, and it was very, very moving. I actually had to hug Dr. Morey after his lecture because I told him that I had a moment where I realized that this was probably one of the most significant things in the history of medicine in the last, 50 years.
Well, this is beyond exciting. Very, very appreciative of your willingness to share that so quickly after the seminar you're coming home from today. Listen, we got to take a break. Stay steady on the road, Dr. Bitar. We're going to come right back with you after this. Say thanks to all those that support us, this message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media. Advanced Medicine Monday continues right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Bitar after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Dr. Bitar is focused like a laser today as he's heading home from a major conference where we're talking about what he found there, which is fascinating, the work of Dr. Murray, who's a PhD researcher, incredible, on the issue of cancer, a new simple test, much less a new simple way to address it and reverse it. That is, as Dr. Bitar is describing here, very natural, non-toxic. And maybe somebody out there might want to plug into it as well. So, Dr. Bitar, again, thanks, man. This is an amazing Advanced Medicine Monday segment.
Well, it's something that I really believe in my heart, and I can feel the resonance, Robert, that this is something that is another significant turn in the tide and that will literally end up saving hundreds of thousands of lives, if not millions of lives.
So if we're looking to help those in need, and, of course, you're looking to, as you say, the show-me state kind of context, you obviously now want to put this into play. Is there a way that people can access this? Are there clinics around the world, around the country, or are they maybe having to come to North Carolina and see you? What's the next step for people?
Well, actually, I'm going to be sending out an email to our database of doctors, the PM3A doctors, the ABCMT doctors, the AMSPA doctors, letting them know that I have gone through this. I've vetted it myself, and one of the first people that I'm, and obviously I'm treating some patients already with this, but I'm going to get the test done myself, on myself, and I'm going to have it done on my wife. And basically, I think that if anybody's got a history of familial history of cancer or is concerned about cancer or has cancer, in fact, there was a lady there that had a very advanced stage of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She'd had chemo and radiation. She'd went into remission for a year. Her husband was diagnosed with the same type of cancer. Now, this, you know, is that coincidental? The same exact non-Hodgkin's lymphoma type cancer. Interestingly enough, on electrodermal, that test showed that it was related to a parasite that they both had, and they had both traveled overseas. And so there, you know, so much for genetic permutations of cancer. But it's interesting that it was related to a parasite. brings up Huldah Clark in my mind. But anyway,
yes.
Going on with what happened, the husband, they both started in the treatment. Unfortunately, the husband was too far gone, and he passed away about 30 days ago. But 22 days after she started treatment, and again, she was in remission. Then they came back, and they wanted her to take her through chemo again and radiation again. And she said there was no way she wasn't going to opt for that. In fact, she did do chemo again. I take that back. She did chemo again two more times, and within two treatments, the tumor was half the size. They did two more treatments, and there was no change. And then she didn't know what else to do. They said, well, it hasn't gone down enough. We need to do radiation. And that's where she drew the line. And within 30 days, they learned about this protocol. They got the OncoBlock test done. They started the protocol, and 22 days after she started the treatment, the radiation oncologist was insistent that she needs to start treatment right now, that she didn't know what she was doing. This is very aggressive. You need to move on it. And she basically said that she succumbed to them. She went to have another CAT scan done prior to, it was a CAT scan or PET scan done, prior to initiating the radiation therapy. And when they did that scan, she was 22 days into the treatment with this treatment. And when they did the scan, there was nothing there. They couldn't find anything.
So if we're looking, again, the practicality of the people listening here that may want to plug into something not only efficient and effective, but as you know, even the natural or holistic, let's say, remediation techniques for cancer can be very long, taking some significant time, which we understand why, but they can be very cost prohibitive because many of the times they're not covered by insurance. To have a method that would be accessible, would be more rapid, would be more affordable, it was something that is revolutionary here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Robert, because one of the things, you know, with our treatment, I mean, our success speaks for itself, but it is expensive. Most of it, in fact, all of it, is not covered by insurance. Some patients have been successful at getting insurance to help reimburse themselves, but the vast majority of it is not. And we don't deal with insurance companies, as you know, but this is revolutionary in that it's far less expensive and it's something that you see resolution relatively quickly. Now, one point that I do want to bring up, and this is the reason Dr. Harver and I gave a lecture at the end, if this worked, which in their preliminary cases it's worked on everybody, in fact their data showed it was effective in 96%, but one of the clinicians there pointed out that even in that one person that they said didn't work in, it did work, but she was lost to follow-up and stopped treatment for 9 months. And so that's one reason to put her in the failed category, but it did initially work because she had only been given a short prognosis. And there were a couple of other, there was a traditionally trained surgical oncologist there that, believe it or not, surgical oncologist, we hit it off great. We actually had dinner last night together, and we had a great time. But I could tell that these were good doctors because they were laughing. You know, remember we talked about that? In fact, I even brought this up in my conference, in my lecture, that the reason I knew these guys were good guys because they were happy, they were smiling, they were joking, their sense of humor was awesome.
Yes.
And so I said that this is a litmus test, what Robert, you and I have talked about in the show.
Yes.
But this treatment is easily accessible. The thing that I wanted to point out was, though, that our lecture at the end specified that unless you deal with the causative agent again, the reason they got the cancer, it will come back. But what this does is now allow us time to stabilize the person, get rid of the cancer, and address the toxicity issue without having to deal with the burden of not only the toxicity but the overwhelming cancer growth at the same time. So, yes, it'll knock the cancer out, but that it's like knocking the weed out. But that doesn't mean you're not going to sprout up with another weed.
Right.
And so we have to still deal with those underlying toxicities from a definitive basis in order to get the causative issue resolved. And this particular treatment allows us to get the cancer under control, get rid of it, and give us time now to get the person cleaned up so the cancer never comes back. If you don't, the cancer will come back. It's not a question of if it'll come back. The question is when will it come back,
right?
Unless you address the causative agents, which goes back to the seven toxicities.
Exactly. Everybody read now the award-winning book, bestseller international, Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Dr. Pitar, how can people plug into this treatment? Should we have them call your office in North Carolina? Should they go online to fill out a form? What's the best thing for those that are intrigued and drawn into this, that feel like this is a path they want to take?
Well, right now, they can certainly call the office and get scheduled to get the blood work done. My goal is that within a month, I will have other doctors in other areas that we will have set up to do the test as well and send it into the lab. They will need to have some training done because of the certain way that the blood has to be prepared, but they can certainly call our office and start getting scheduled if they want, and within hopefully the next 30 days. Again, I don't know who the doctors will be that will be using this, but the doctors that want to have access to get this test done for their patients will be able to do so, and we'll put it up on a website so that you can see other options. But until then, certainly our clinic will be able to accommodate whoever needs to get the test done.
What number should we give out for those listening?
You can just give out the clinic numbers, the 704-895-WELL. 704-895-9355. That's the clinic number.
Okay, 704-895-9355.
Correct.
Great.
And well, can tell them that you want to get scheduled for the OncoBlock test, and I'll have a staff meeting with my staff to make sure that they know how to deal with the patients that are calling in for the OncoBlock test. So this is shifting a part of our practice into an area that we haven't had before. Because this becomes an incredible screening tool now, Robert. I mean, you talk about wanting to have any type of concern addressed. They do all these different tests like a PET scan or a CAT scan and all these non-definitive markers that have a high false positive rate or a false negative rate and give you a false sense of security. None of that is the case anymore. I mean, this is very specific. It's a molecular weight. It's either there or it's not. There's zero false negatives here. Zero false negatives. There's not a test out there that is zero false negatives unless it is based on something specific like a molecular weight of protein.
Well, also, Dr. Bitar, the other thing to recognize here, you mentioned CAT, PET, different scans also facilitating the creation of cancer, whereas this has nothing in that realm to do that. So even though there's zero false positive, which is already so extraordinary, the fact is you don't risk creating cancer by the detection technique here, whereas in the old CAT scan, PET scan context, you do because of the radiation exposure.
Incredibly valid point, Robert, and thank you for bringing that up. That is exactly correct. There is no risk by taking the test. A mammogram, you compress the breast, you traumatize the breast, you irradiate the breast. How do we really know that it's not year after year after year for mammograms that are actually inducing the oncogenic changes that then eventually get picked up on a mammogram as being a cancerous lesion? We
right.
don't know that. In fact, the studies done in China conclusively show that doing breast self-exams was as effective at reducing death rate from breast cancer as getting mammograms. So then why traumatize yourself and go through all that? So that point that you just made is extremely important, and thank you for bringing that up, Robert. This is a simple blood test. That's it. There's no core biopsies. There's no irradiation. There's no PET scan. There's no compression trauma to the areas of the body. It's just a blood test. That's it.
Yes, and also I might add there's no TSA agent involved, no groping.
Well, Robert, that would be concerning for some people that may actually like getting groped. For the rest of us, though, however, you're absolutely right.
Very good, very good. Well, let's take a break. We got a few minutes to wrap up today, bring up some other issues. But remember the number 704-895-9355 if you'd like to be part of this, let's say, safe testing procedure that could lead to safe remediation as well. Thank you, Dr. Bitar. Laser-like focus. Stay on the road. One more break here. Say thanks to all of those sponsors that are providing also the wonderful tools, super nutrition, and things that we utilize here to keep us strong. Stand by. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I hesitate to switch gears on you, Dr. Batar, as you're heading up the highway, but the interesting interview I had in the first hour today was with this Teresa Deischer from soundchoice.org. She is not up on as much as you are and many others we've talked to here about the mercury link because of the so-called eradication of mercury from vaccines, which never really happened. It was just said to have happened, and the so-called autism rate still climbing. But it was fascinating that she had other aspect or other information revealed about the foreign RNA, DNA, if you will, from animal and aborted fetal tissue, how it interacts with as these other adjuvants creating some other things. So we don't discount the fact that there are a whole heap of toxic poisons being injected into children and adults with these vaccines, but it was a fascinating expansion of some of the things we've discussed.
Well, Robert, that's a very, very significant point that I hope people do understand. In fact, Sherry Tempany's work with the vaccines and looking at all the DNA adducts, all the foreign DNA material, not only from other species like dogs and rabbits and chickens, but also from the mutated human cell lines, the DNA that's in those vaccines. And we just don't have any idea how those DNA adducts actually incorporate within our own genetic templates and cause mutations and deformations that could have devastating consequences. And we're not talking about just within the individual, but downstream in our progeny. We just don't understand all the implications, but the one implication that should be grossly obvious to everybody is that it's not positive. It is a very dark side of what those things could actually create.
Yes, and that was the fascinating discussion. Like I said, I think people sometimes are shocked when I bring on people for which I don't totally agree. Like, you know, we were talking about the mercury issue. She's not as keyed into it as we are, but I respect her for her area of knowledge, and she's got integrity. She is willing to ask the questions, and when confronted with certain things she doesn't know, she doesn't react emotionally. She reacts like a scientist should, and I respect that.
And I think that that's the key right there, that we should, you know, I do react emotionally, but I think it's because I'm not a scientist. I'm a clinician, and I see the consequences of our failed research and of those bodies that were appointed to guard our lives and, more importantly, our families' lives, our children's lives. I see them as having fallen asleep at the wheel and being obsolete. And now, in order to perpetuate this myth, in order to make sure that they don't get exposed as truly being obsolete, they're perpetuating that lie, and they're not allowing the truth to come out. And for that reason, I think that it's justified for a person to, I mean, I don't know whether you want to call it passion or anger or whatever you want to call it, but a scientist
sure.
who is sitting in a lab and that's developing and or finding out truth, they shouldn't get emotional, because to them it's a petri dish. It's not somebody's life.
Right.
I mean, hopefully they understand the implications of that. But I've met many scientists, just like what you said, that they are objective, and that's what a scientist should be. They should be objective and look at the data and come to a conclusion that follows a logic and a sequential thought process.
Yes, and like you said, yeah, you put it in the distinction of where they're working as well, but yet we have so many people in the blogosphere, on Facebook. Anytime we had a velociraptor, if you ever see this picture of a velociraptor thinking, pondering, and my producer, Super Don, put up there, you know, how is it possible that, you know, vaccines are working if you're so concerned that my child is not vaccinated? You know, that same concept, and it's gone viral all over the web, basically, and there's such an emotional discord, if you will, about it. Those that are pro-vaccine don't throw arguments at you that are legitimate except to call you names. And, of course,
oh, yeah.
That's the thing that's disappointing to me. But
No, it's a very good point. No, and I see what you're talking about, because I have no problem with being emotional and being passionate, but when you start calling somebody names and start to attack their character because you have no science to back up your garbage, then you know that that person is just basically full of hot wind, and there's no substance to what they're talking about. And the opposite of that, you know, the people that are anti-vaccine, yes, we are passionate, but we have not only the science behind us, but we have clinical observation. We have our own children. We have thousands of children, and the recurrence of the same historical component that these people present when they give their histories to the doctor, it's the same story. My child was fine. My child was doing great. My child got the vaccines. My child started having seizures. My child had a fever and stopped talking, slowed down his talking, wasn't able to interact, lost eye contact, etc., etc., etc. So it's not just the passion that we have because we see it having affected our families or affecting our patients or both. But on top of that, that emotion is never, as far as I know, has never resorted down to the point of name-calling, with the exception of Robert, maybe yours and my little rendition that we did in Offit, perhaps. But I don't think that was name-calling. I think that was being pretty accurate and maybe with a tinge of facetiousness in there. But
well,
I think
it was April Fool's Day. If you remember, we were covering an April Fool's story by the
right.
Refusers, which was appropriate for that day. But you're right, though, we're always coming back with very cogent and important observations, kind of like the Mother's Day yesterday. We talk about the supermoms that are waking us up and literally saving the next generation of children. Now we want the super dads to join in as well with these acknowledgments and help, let's say, to defend the defenseless.
You're absolutely right, Robert. And I think that 2012 Mother's Day is a unique day, and I'll talk to you about the off the air, because I don't want to get off onto a tangent here, but
sure.
I think the 2012 being the year of the information age, the golden age, I think that this Mother's Day, the waking of the warrior moms, I think it's very, very significant.
Well, we've definitely done it here the day after Mother's Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's special Advanced Medicine Monday edition as Dr. Bitar heads up the highway safely, and he's laser-like focused. What an amazing medical rewind today, Dr. Bitar. Appreciate you so much. Remember, the number to contact the clinic there in North Carolina, if you'd like to see Dr. Bitar on this new blood test, the OncoBlock test, 704-895-WELL, 704-895-9355. Dr. Bitar, you safely get home wherever you're headed now, and we'll just remind everybody that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
Scott Bell Show.